Hi, my name is Gibson. I am 13 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Gibson, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Eric Satie Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Let's answer that Quizlet right now. All week we've been asking you, Eric Satie wrote a piece of music about a sea creature, the Podophthalma. What kind of sea creature is it? The answer is a lobster. And interestingly, one of the reasons Eric Satie wrote a piece of music about a lobster is because he thinks lobster is delicious. The other reason is that he was inspired by some sketches he had seen of little dried out scientific samples, desiccated embryos of Podophthalma, or lobsters. And based on these sketches, he wrote hunting music for the lobster because he thinks of the lobster as a little hunter going along the bottom of the ocean floor. Hunting music has been very popular in classical music for centuries, so why not take a turn with a lobster? One more thing to listen for in this music. At the end, he has what he calls the obligatory cadenza by the composer. And what that means is that he's decided to make up a bunch of endings, making fun of other composers who have a hard time getting to the end of their pieces, by ending this piece of music like 4 or 5 times. Here's Podophthalma from Desiccated Embryos by Eric Satie. Oh, I just love the ending of that. You see what I mean? That's hilarious. He just doesn't quite know how or when to end it. So he just kind of keeps going till he's done. Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing music from the delightful and kooky Eric Satie this week. And I hope he inspires you to new heights of creativity and kookiness. We'll have a new Kids Commute for you next week with a new Quizlet. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. This is Kids Commute. See you next week.
Interlochen Public Radio!